Thank you, Blessing and Chonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, September 30th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwe will slide into a failed state if ZANU-PF fails to address mounting tensions over President Robert Mugabe's succession, among other issues, says the International Crisis Group.
Now, in terms of failing state, we are not saying that Zimbabwe is a failed state, and I'd like to make that very clear. But what we are warning is that this situation is dire enough in terms of most of the economic indicators here that shows that unless something is done seriously to arrest this decline, that there is a very serious danger that a number of the services that are already on the verge of collapse will actually collapse.
The International Monetary Fund says economic conditions remain difficult in Zimbabwe as growth continues to slow down due to many factors, including inadequate financial flows.
If anything, the economic situation has become worse, actually. And in addition to that, I also think that it's not only the South African rand that has affected our economy.
And the Zimbabwe National Students Union to file a court petition tomorrow challenging First Lady Grace Mugabe's doctorate awarded recently by the University of Zimbabwe.
The International Crisis Group says mounting tensions in ZANU-PF over President Robert Mugabe's succession, First Lady Grace Mugabe's entrance into mainstream politics, the dire economic crisis and related issues could see Zimbabwe sliding into a failed state. In its latest report titled Zimbabwe, Waiting for the Future, the ICG says Zimbabwe's politics and economy are precarious, raising the need for ZANU-PF to address the President Robert Mugabe's success issue at the party's elective December Congress. The report adds that the ZANU-PF government should seek to rebuild trust and collaboration with domestic and international constituencies by holding an inclusive national dialogue with the opposition and civil society on political, social, and economic reforms needed to put the country back on the rails. ZANU-PF, the report says, should also clarify and act on key policy issues such as indigenization, land reform, and the rule of law that many see as the reason for investors shunning Harare. On the other hand, the International Crisis report also calls for a major cultural change among political elites as well as commitment to national as opposed to partisan and personal interests.
The report also calls for a major culture change among political elites as well as commitment to national as opposed to partisan and personal interests. The ICG does not spare the opposition in its report, charging neither the government nor opposing parties has a plan the country is willing to rally behind to extricate the country from its political and economic problems. The ICG says the opposition MDC's, quote, cachet with international players has been severely dented, ostensibly because of infighting, splits and related ills. The think tank also says the MDCT's planned mass protests may be met by force by Harare, with the expected deployment of the security forces. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu spoke with ICG Group Southern Africa Project Director Pius Pigu.
The research was done over a period of about 8 or 9 months with several trips into Zimbabwe, speaking with a range of interlocutors from different political parties, from civil society, analysts and so forth. So it's the product of an engagement with Zimbabwe, as I said, over the last 9 months, watching developments. It is a report that we've had in the works for some time, and we wanted to release it around the one-year period following the elections.
You also say in the report Zimbabwe is an insolvent and a failing state. Why this assessment?
Well, in terms of its insolvency, I think this is basically that there isn't enough money in the economy, and Zimbabwe is spending more money than it can earn without being able to provide a kind of sustainable financing option. Zimbabwe does not have access to the financial markets in the same way that other countries do, and it has enormous international and domestic debt obligations. So in terms of its insolvency, it's a question of really what does it earn and what does it spend? And at the end of the day, the figures don't add up. So it's not a sustainable situation in terms of potential sustainable economic recovery. Now, in terms of failing state, we are not saying that Zimbabwe is a failed state, and I'd like to make that very clear. But what we are warning is that this situation is dire enough in terms of most of the economic indicators here that shows that unless something is done seriously to arrest this decline and the hollowing out of state institutions and the capacity of the state to deliver, that there is a very serious danger that a number of the services that are already on the verge of collapse will actually collapse.
And that was International Crisis Group Southern Africa Project Director Pius Pigo speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Pretoria.